This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Turkey, authorities have bulldozed barricades in Taksim Square, the heart of protests against the government of Tayyip Erdogan. There were indications today the prime minister would meet with protesters, but talks maybe through intermediaries instead. Protesters see the government as authoritarian and heavy-handed. Erdogan has lashed out against, among others, those in the business community supporting the protests. The BBC's Duncan Crawford is in Istanbul. Duncan, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the scene there this morning?
Well, it's very calm this morning. There are still lines of police trucks in Taksim Square. You know, this square has been sealed off by the protesters with self-made barricades, but yesterday that changed. Riot police marched in here and these clashes began yesterday. They went on right into the early hours of this morning with a lot of tear gas being fired. Most of the protesters, they remain peaceful, but some were throwing rocks and fireworks as well.
Now, Prime Minister Erdogan has urged boycotts of private businesses that he sees as supporting the protests. He says he wants to, quote, throttle financiers who've hurt his country. He was talking about the other day, one bank, two banks, three banks, you have started this fight, you will pay for it. Give us a sense of the context for comments like that.
Well, the Prime Minister, he gave a speech yesterday, in fact, where he would no longer tolerate these protests going on. He's talked about businesses, as you say, blaming them. The stock market, you know, last week, it plunged by more than 10%, its sharpest drop in one day in over 10 years. So the government itself, it does retain a lot of support, particularly outside of the cities amongst Turkey's more religious conservative communities. And at the moment, it's very difficult to see how these protests are going to come to an end.
Has there been a reaction within the business community as it faces some of this blame?
Well, I was speaking to a hotel owner very close to Taksim Square last night who said his business certainly was suffering. That said, tourist areas of Istanbul have been largely unaffected, where the Blue Mosque is and various palaces and what have you. I was speaking to a restaurant owner, though, who felt that there were less tourists coming, and he viewed these protesters as vandals who were destroying public property. And in his mind, they were damaging the Turkish economy, and he wanted them to stop.
The BBC's Duncan Crawford in Istanbul. Duncan, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Turkey had been a favorite of foreign investors, and the Turkish stock market had skyrocketed. Amid the civil unrest, all the gains this year in the key stock index in Istanbul have been wiped away. Turkey has raised interest rates to keep capital from leaving the country.